Is there some way I can help you, friend?
Having recalled his dream in full detail, Dwink related it to Aluko. Ruffling his feathers, Aluko hopped onto the bed, where he settled down fussily.
I understand that when your warrior's spirit sends a message, it is wise to heed it. So I will gladly keep watch on the green stone which I donated to Redwall Abbey. Rest assured of that.
Dwink returned his feathered friend's stare.
But what do you make of the rest of Martin's message?
The owl swiveled his head almost right around.
Well, obviously, I'll be watching for any creature who looks as if they're envious of Redwall possessing the green jewel, but I can't think of any immediate suspects. Can you?
No, but I haven't given it any serious thought yet. But the other part of Martin's message, where he said that Redwall would gain the Raven's Eye from a thief. What do you make of that, Aluko?
The tawny owl swiveled his head back and forth.
I would be hard put to narrow it down to a single beast, Dwink. After all, there's a whole tribe of self-confessed thieves visiting the abbey at this very moment. The Gonfalins.
Dwink scratched his bushy tail as he mused.
Of course, it's hard to choose from a whole band of the rascals. They're all so proud of being thieves.
Both creatures sat in silence for a moment, pondering the questions which Martin's message had posed. Dwink felt his eyelids beginning to droop once more. Aluko took his cue from the young squirrel. The owl was quite partial to frequent naps. He ruffled his plumage, settling his beak into it. Peace and quiet reigned in the gatehouse, as it fell into deep noontide shadow. It was, however, short-lived. Dwink and Aluko were roused by a racketing, rattling, whooping and shouting. Surrounded by a cloud of dust, Humphrey Spickle came stampeding into the gatehouse, furiously pushing an ancient wheelchair with Perrot as a passenger. He dragged it into a swerving halt, narrowly missing the bedside, laughing and shouting.
Whoa! How was that, miss? Fast enough for you?
The pretty squirrel maid leapt from the chair, brushing dust from her apron.
Phew! That was faster than I've ever been. You're a good chair pusher, Humphrey.
She turned, smiling, to Dwink.
Brother Cirilla sent us with this wheelchair. We're to take care of you. Poor Dwink, does your football hurt you a lot?
Dwink blinked several times, then shook his head.
It doesn't feel too bad now, thank you. Great seasons. Don't know what Brother Cirilla's puts in his medicine, but it's enough to knock out a regiment of badgers. He says I'll be well by autumn, with plenty of rest.
Humphrey sighed dreamily.
Wish it was me. Imagine being able to rest for that long.
Perrot giggled.
I'm glad you can't. With the way you can snore, you'd drive every beast in the abbey mad.
Dwink sympathised with the huge young hedgehog.
Is Corksnap waking you hard? Or have you finished tidying up the cellars?
Oh, there ain't much tidying up left. I've almost finished the job now. Old Corksnout gave me time off to be your chair pusher. Come on, Dwink. Is there any place you want me to shove you to?
Dwink recalled that he had not eaten that day.
I'm blinking well starving. Is afternoon tea finished yet?
Perrot replied.
They're having tea in the orchard whilst the weather's fine. Look, this is a big old chair. There's room enough for two of us on that seat. Unless, of course, Humphrey's too weary to push us there.
Flexing his paws on the chair back, Humphrey assured his two friends.
Whenever victuals is mentioned, I don't feel weary anymore. Come on, you two, let's go for tea.
What about Aluko?